Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is a pleasure to welcome back to our studios, and I say that because it's been a long time, but Brad Musgrove is here. Welcome back, Brad.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's been about 8, 9, maybe 10 years.
Yes, I think it was, 2008.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah, 9 years ago, and Brad is here representing Theater by the Sea, which is about to open its production of The Producers. And Brad is the director and choreographer?
Yes.
Both. So you get double pay.
I wish.
That's opening at Theater by the Sea on Wednesday for previews, Thursdays for previews, and then it will open officially on Friday night and then run all the way to September 10th. So we hope you have the opportunity to get down to the theater and see it. It's the last in their series for the summer. It's been a great summer with Beehive opening and then, of course, the unbelievably great Music Man, Beauty and the Beast, and then now The Producers coming in. And Brad, you have a long history with the show, The Producers. But before we get to that, let's start with you growing up as a child.
Oh, my goodness. Growing up as a child, I was born in outside of Chicago, a suburb outside of Chicago.
Arlington Heights.
A little town called Wakanda.
Okay.
Close.
I took a guess.
And my father worked for the airlines and was transferred overseas. We lived in Saudi Arabia for 4 years growing up. And then after that was finished, my family settled down in Kansas City, Missouri. Hmm. And I grew up there and left after high school and spent some, time in college in Oklahoma City. And then went to Europe with a tour of a show and ended up staying in Europe for 3.5 years doing various other shows and finally moved to New York in 93.
Now, when you mentioned Oklahoma, that's well known for his theater program. Were you involved there in that?
I was. I was there, went to college with Kristen Chenoweth.
Yes. I know the story because I've had several people that also were involved at that that period of time. Mm-hmm. When you were in Kansas City, did you know Joel Kipper from at the time?
I did not. It was, I met him when we were having auditions for the Theater by the Sea's first production of The Producers. Okay,
Joel Kipper, of course, was at Theater by the Sea along with Amy Turner for many years. When Bill Haney first bought the theater, Ocean State was in there producing, and then they went on to open their own theater, which unfortunately is closed at this point. But two great theater people, Amy and Joel, and so you worked for them, I guess, in 2008 when you did The Producers.
Yes, absolutely. I had met Amy on the European tour of 42nd Street, and so that's how she knew me Ocean State began.
Right.
And they did The Producers. I was the original dance captain and swing on the show. So she called me when they were doing it to see if I wanted to choreograph it. And I jumped at the chance, had a great time. It was an incredibly successful production. And then the next year, Amy gave me a chance. I had approached her when they had announced their next season and they were doing a show called Crazy for You.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to design the costumes.
Really?
And she gave me my first chance at being a costume designer at Ocean State. And that's what I've been doing ever since.
Wow. All right. So a lot of history there. And I feel like we should have the Disney music playing in the background. It's a small world after all because of all these connections. Well, let's talk about this particular production of The Producers. And this, as I mentioned, going to open on Wednesday. Everything is going great.
Everything is going very, very well. We finished staging the entire first act yesterday, plus the gigantic mammoth number in the second act. So
sounds like plenty of time.
Yeah,
we're both acts, and it's only two acts, right?
Uh-huh. Knock wood, we're sort of ahead of the game.
You might as well just take the next 3 days off.
Oh, I wish.
All right, let's get to the first piece of music that we want to listen to today. And why don't you tell us what this is from the show?
This is The King of Broadway. It is our, hero, our sad hero, Max Bialystock, who is a theatrical producer who's down on his luck. The show opens with his opening night and also closing night.
There you go.
Of his brand new musical called Funny Boy, which is a musical version of Hamlet. And as the audience leaves, there's a small snippet of a song about how the audience sings how it's the worst show they've ever seen. And he comes out reading the reviews, which in essence closed the show on opening night. And he laments his life. He laments his what he used to be. He's this theatrical impresario who's had a string of flops and is a bit down on his luck. So this is him lamenting his fate and recalling his past successes.
Here we go.
I used to be the king of all Broadway. The best of everything was mine to have each day. I always had the biggest hits, the biggest bathrooms at the Ritz. My showgirls had the biggest hits. I never was the pits in any way.
We believe you, thousands wouldn't. We believe you, every word. We believe you, thousands couldn't. We believe each word we've heard.
I used to be the king.
The king
of all Broadway.
It's good to be the king.
My praises they would sing, a Ziegfeld, so they'd say. My shows were always filled with class. The best champagnes would fill my glass. My lap was filled with gorgeous ass. You couldn't call me crass in any way.
We believe you, thousands wouldn't. We believe you, every word. We believe you, thousands of us. We believe each word we've heard.
There was a time when I was young and gay, but straight. There was a time when I was bold. There was a time when each and every play I touched would turn to gold.
He wore the finest clothes. His shoes were always new. Oh.
Now I wear a rented tux that's 2 weeks overdue.
Corny Alley, what a shrewd
rented tux.
Corny Alley, what a shame.
Overdue. Such reviews! How dare they insult me in this manner? How quickly they forget I am Max Bialystock, the first producer ever to do summer stock in the winter!
Once he was the king!
You've all heard of theater in the round? You're looking at the man who invented theater in the square! Nobody had a good seat!
King of all Broadway!
I've spent my entire life in the theater! I was a protege of the great Boris Tomaszewski.
Oh.
Yes, he taught me everything I know. I'll never forget. He turned to me on his deathbed and said, Maxilla, alle Menschen müssen machen. Heiden zu Gagatzen kaschen pischen pippikachen.
What does that mean?
Who knows? I don't speak Yiddish. Strangely enough, neither did he. But in my heart, I knew what he was saying. He was saying when you're down and out and everybody thinks you're finished, that's the time to stand up on your 2 feet and shout, who do you have to fuck to get a break in this town? Yeah! Opening nights again. You'll see my name in lights again. I'll go from dark to brights again. My spirit's high as kites again. I'll never suffer slights again. I'll taste those sweet delights again. No plethora of blights again. No blossoming of blights again. No frantic fits or frights again. Fame is in my sights again. I'll take those fancy flights again. I'm gonna scale the heights again. Beyond a stock will never drop. Beyond a stock will never. The olive stock will be on top again.
The producer is opening at Theater by the Sea on Wednesday and Thursday for previews. The big opening night on Friday. If you'd like to get tickets, you can do so by calling Vinny at the box office, 401-782-TKTS. Or if you prefer the numbers, 782-8587. Or go online. That's the easiest way to do it always. And that's theaterbythesea.com. You can actually look at the seating chart, pick the seats you want, and so forth. Or you can walk up to the window and just have a nice summer afternoon and visit. And if you go down there tomorrow, maybe you'll see Brad just lounging around because he's got nothing to do because everything is done and perfect. So anyway, let's get back to the storyline. And the next subject is he's closed the show and what happens next?
Leo Bloom enters his life, and Leo Bloom is a very straight-laced, incredibly uptight an accountant who's come to Max's office to do his books and innocently enough discovers that through looking through Max's ledgers and books that a producer could make more money with a flop than he could with a hit. If you Max had accidentally oversold got more money
right
from the investors than the show cost. And Max, of course, starts hatching a plan where if he raised $1 million and the show only cost $100,000, and if it closed in one night, no one cares.
Right.
The investors aren't expecting a payback.
Yeah.
But if the show becomes a hit, well, then he'd go to jail because there's no way to pay off the investors. So Max hatches a plan to find the worst play ever written, directed by the worst director who ever lived, cast with the worst actors who ever graced a stage, and tries to convince Leo to go along with him on this scheme. And he absolutely will not, but it's sparked something in Leo because Leo does have deep-rooted dreams of becoming a Broadway producer and living in a very theatrical world.
Right.
And Leo Bloom returns to his accountant office and has a fight with his boss and sings this song about wanting to be a producer.
All right. We'll listen to that, then take a short break, and we'll be back with more of Brad and the Producers.
Unhappy, unhappy, very unhappy, unhappy, unhappy. unhappy. Very, 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 very unhappy.
Oh, I debit all the morning, and I credit all the evening, until them ledgers be right.
Until them ledgers be right.
I spend my life accounting with figures and such.
Unhappy.
To what is my life amounting? It figures not much.
Unhappy.
I have a secret desire hiding deep in my soul. It sets my heart afire to see me in this role. Wanna be a producer with a hit show on Broadway. I wanna be a producer, lunch at Sardi's every day. I wanna be a producer, sport a top hat and a cane. I wanna be a producer and drive those chorus girls insane. Producer, and so you, not you. I wanna be a producer, wear a tux on opening night. I wanna be a producer, and see my name, Leo Bloom, in lights.
Sell it, girl.
Of a great big Broadway smash.
Don't forget the balcony.
He wants to be a producer. Every pocket stuffed with cash. He wants to be a producer. Pinch our cheeks till we cry. Ouch!
Eek!
Ooh.
Oh, yes!
He wants to be a producer.
Champagne until I puke.
Drink champagne till he puke.
I wanna be a producer. Show the world just what I got. I'm gonna put on shows that will enthrall 'em. Read my name in a wench. people's column. I wanna be a producer. Cause it's everything. I'm not
unhappy, unhappy, so unhappy. Very, 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 very sad.
I wanna be a producer.
Hold everything. What am I doing here? Mr. Bialystok was right. There is a lot more to me than there is to me. Stop the world. I want to get on.
Where do you think you're going?
Mr. Marx, I've got news for you. I quit! Here's my visor, my Dixon Ticonderoga number 2 pencil, and my big finish.
I'm gonna be a producer. Sound the horn and beat the drum. I'm gonna be a producer. Look out, Broadway, here I come.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Brad Musgrove, the director of The Producers, coming to Theater by the Sea, opening this week. So get your tickets soon. We'll give you that information on how to do all that in a little while. Brad, I just want to talk about some of the cast members. I know that when I had the privilege of just finishing up Music Man, we had a huge cast, 30-something, I think, and which is a lot of people to fit on the stage. And you have a large cast, too.
We do. It's we have the same size cast that we had on in the Broadway production.
Wow.
I believe it's 22 people.
And that's a lot of people to keep hurting.
Sure is. Sure is.
Now, do you find a difference from, obviously, when you started on Broadway, you were a member of the company and not the director.
No.
So now you're transitioning all these years later, and you're the main guy. You're the boss. Is that a little taxing?
It is. It is. It's incredibly rewarding as well, but it is trying to keep all the plates spinning.
Yeah.
You know, dealing with the set and the lights and the costumes and wigs and making sure everything is as it should be to be the, you know, truest representation of the show that we can present.
Right.
You know, obviously we're dealing with space limitations on the size of the stage.
Yeah.
You know, cramming all of those people on a much smaller stage than what I'm used to.
And a little secret for the audience, and cramming them into not really massive dressing room areas either.
No, no.
So, yeah, there's a lot that goes on logistically backstage that most audience members don't need to know about, actually.
No, and the choreography backstage is going to be a lot more intricate than actually the choreography on stage.
Right, right.
There's a lot of costume changes and not a lot of space to do them in.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about the cast.
Yes.
We have a Max and we have a Leo, right?
We have a Max and Leo. Our Max is Joel Briel, who's absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. He was in the Broadway production of Cats. Our Leo Bloom is a gentleman named by Richard LeFleur, who played Leo Bloom on, I believe, the 3rd national tour.
Oh.
So he has...
has some experience with that role.
Yes, yeah. Has a history with the part. He's hilarious. He's doing... You know, I spent 7.5 years with the show on Broadway, and I've seen a lot of people play a lot of different parts. And it's really... refreshing to see him come and do new things that I haven't seen before. He's fantastic. Joel is amazing as well. Our Roger Debris is a gentleman named Stuart Marland, who played Roger Debris on both the 1st and 2nd national tours. So has done the role for 2.5 years. So he has a great handle on the role.
There you go. That's a good way of phrasing it. Yeah.
Yes. And our Carmen Gia was in Music Man. A young man named Liam Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
He's fantastic. The Ula is a friend of mine. Her name is Sabrina Harper, and she is an amazing talent. I met Sabrina when I hired her for the recent revival of Pippin on Broadway. I was the dance captain and associate choreographer, and she was my female swing and understudied all three of the female principal roles, and then did the first national tour as Fastrada.
Wow.
And she's an amazing talent.
Now, going back in time, when you were on Broadway with the production, I mentioned to you off air, I asked you about Katie Huffman, and you were with Katie, and Katie is a friend of the show, been on here several times. So you got to know Ula from a different perspective, and she won her Tony for that, right?
She certainly did. Yeah. She certainly did.
So it's a great show, fun, and a lot of personalities have the opportunity to come out, as they say.
Yes.
And speaking of coming out,
yes,
this is how I segue into the next song.
Perfect.
And the title is Keep It Gay.
Yes. Once Max and Leo have found the worst play ever written, and they go see the playwright, Franz Liebken, who's brilliantly played by a gentleman named Andrew Parks, they go to find the worst director who ever lived, Roger Debris. And they go to his townhouse, and they meet him and Roger's common-law assistant, Carmen Ghia. And they try to convince him, Roger, to direct this piece called Springtime for Hitler. Rogers doesn't want to do it because it involves World War II and it's too bleak and too depressing and so blah, war. And they end up convincing him through the course of the song that this would be a fantastic thing for his career.
Listen, Roger, did you get a chance yet to read Springtime for Hitler?
Read it? I devoured it. I, for one, for instance, never realized that the Third Reich meant Germany.
Yeah, how about that? Then you'll do it?
Do it? Of course not. The theater's so obsessed, with dramas so depressed, it's hard to sell a ticket on Broadway. Shows should be more pretty, shows should be more witty, show should be more, what's the word?
Gay?
Exactly. No matter what you do on the stage, keep it light, keep it bright, keep it gay. Whether it's murder, mayhem, or rage, don't complain, it's a pain, keep it gay.
People want laughter when they see a show. The last thing they're after's a litany of woe.
A happy ending will pep up your play.
Oedipus won't bomb
if he winds up with mom.
Keep it gay.
Keep it gay.
Keep it gay.
Couldn't agree with you more. And you have our blessings, Roger, to make Springtime for Hitler just as gay as anyone could possibly want. So come on, do it for us, please.
No, I'm sorry, Max, but it's simply not my cup of tea. But still, fair is fair. Perhaps I should ask my production team what they think. This is my set designer, Brian.
Keep it glad, keep it mad, keep it gay.
And here's my costume designer, Kevin.
Hello.
Keep it happy, keep it snappy, keep it gay.
We're clever, creative, it's our job to see that everything's perfect for Mr. Debris.
Next, Scott, my choreographer.
Hi there.
And finally, last and least, my lighting designer, Shirley Mockowitz.
Keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay.
I don't think we're getting to them. What should we do now, Max?
Watch this. Roger, listen, I think that Springtime for Hitler would be a marvelous opportunity for you. I mean, up to now, you've always been associated with frivolous musicals.
You're right. I've often felt as though I've been throwing my life away on silly entertainments. Don't be showgirls in gooey gowns. two, three, kick, turn, 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 kick, turn.
Oh, Roger.
Oh, it's enough to make you heave. Nonetheless, I'm sorry, Max, I just couldn't do springtime for Hitler.
Why not? Think of the prestige.
No.
Think of the respect.
No, no, no.
Think of the Tony.
Tony, 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 Tony.
What's the matter?
Is he all right?
He's having a stroke.
What?
Oh, genius.
I see it. I see it. At last, the chance to do something important.
Roger Dupree presents history.
Of course, that whole second act has to be rewritten. They're losing the war. Excuse me. It's too downbeat.
Roger Dupree presents history.
But maybe, ooh, it's a wild idea, but it just might work. I see a line of beautiful girls dressed as stormtroopers, each one a gem, with leather boots and whips on their hips. It's risque, dare I say, S&M!
Love it!
I see German soldiers dancing through France, played by chorus boys in very tight pants. And wait, there's more! They win the war, and the dances they do will be daring anew. Turn, turn, kick, turn, 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 kick, turn. One, two, three, kick, turn. Keep it sassy, keep it classy, keep it...
That is brilliant, brilliant. Roger, I speak for Mr. Bloom and myself when I say that you are the only man in the world who can do justice to springtime for Hitler. Will you do it, please?
Please?
Wait a minute. This is a very big decision. It might affect the course of my entire life. I shall have to think about it. I'll do it. I'll do it! Sample! Champagne!
Ah! If at the end you want them to cheer, keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay. Whether it's Hamlet, Othello, or Lear, keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay.
Comedy's joy is a constant delight. Dramas annoy us and ruin our night.
So keep your string burst and it's in the bay.
Elizabeth Dupree.
Keep it gay.
Remember, if you'd like tickets to Theater by the Sea's production of The Producers, you can do so by going to theaterbythesea.com or calling 401-782-8587, or take a stroll down and enjoy the beautiful surroundings and maybe the bistro and buy your tickets right at the box office. You can do that too. So Brad, we're now rolling along, and if you've got it, we might as well go to this next song.
Absolutely. We now meet Ulla, and she enters into the office of Max and Leo as an actress wanting to audition for a part. And she is a gorgeous, buxom, Swedish blonde, mm-hmm. very, very sweet and charming and quite talented. And they hire her for the show, and she ends up becoming Leo's love interest.
All right. Well, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
When you got it, flanked it, step right up and strut your stoof. People tell you modesty's a virtue, but in the theater modesty can hurt you. Then you got it, flunked it, show your assets, let them know you're proud. Your goodies you must push, stick your chest out, shake your tush. When you got it, shout it out loud. Now Ulla dance. Then you got it, show it, put your hidden treasures on display. Violinists love to play an E string, but audiences really love a G string. Then you got it, shout it, let's the whole world hear what you're about. Oh, clothes may make a man. All a girl needs is a tan. Then you got it, let it hang out. Remember when Ula danced?
Yeah.
Ula dance again! Girl in Sweden. My thoughtful mother gave me this advice. If nature blesses you from top to bottom, show that top to bottom, don't think twice. Now, Ula belt. Don't think twice. Then you're gonna share it. Let the public feast upon your charm.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, having a very pleasant evening sitting with Brad Musgrove, the director of The Producers, which is coming to Theater by the Sea this week. So make sure you get your tickets early. They're always selling very, very well, and a lot of shows just about sold out. So check it out online and get your tickets. Brad, I know that Theater by the Sea has a long tradition of live musicians in the orchestra pit, and that's still the case, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Conducted by our genius maestro, Andrew Smithson, who conducted the show for me last time here at Theater by the Sea.
And that's all he's done. He's waited 10 years for you to come back.
Exactly.
No. I'm sure he's been very busy, and well, that's good news that you have someone you can work with that you trust and know. And the sets and the costuming is something that's, you know, Theater by the Sea has always had great sets, and these this is no exception. Some of the set is constructed right there on the site.
Yes. We have the set units themselves are constructed right there in the carpenter shop and electric shop and paint shop. But many of the pieces of furniture and set dressing and props and everything are the ones that we used on Broadway and the ones that were on the national tours. They were designed by Robin Wagner, who's theatrical genius. And our costumes as well are the original William Ivy Long designs, which they both won Tonys for the show.
Wow.
They're pretty spectacular.
Great. All right. Well, we look forward to that. And I guess one of the most memorable songs, and sometimes I guess in some people's minds, one of the more controversial songs is this next one.
Yes. It is the the number that the entire show is about.
Right.
It's called Springtime for Hitler. And, you know, it is controversial because some people feel that, you know, it's not appropriate to celebrate Hitler. It was such a horrible, you know, moment in our world history. But Mel Brooks feels very strongly that the only way to take the power away from a bully is to make fun of him. And this is, you know, Mel wrote this. This came out of Mel's head. And, you know, he was there on the beach at Normandy, you know, fighting.
So,
and he.
So good for Mel to find a way to do this.
Absolutely.
And also, you know, keeps it in people's memory. And there's a whole generation that may not even be aware of how severe the situation was.
So sadly, that is true.
Gets them a little bit curious. All right, we'll listen to Springtime for Hitler.
That is why they call me Rolf.
Don't be stupid. Be a smarty. Come and join the Nazi party.
Once again, if you need the address or the phone number of Theater by the Sea, it's in Wakefield, or Matunic, actually, but it is part of Wakefield on Cards Pond Road. And the address for the website is theaterbythesea.com, and the phone number is 401-782-8587. And the producers, the last production of Theater by the Sea for this season, opens Wednesday and Thursday for previews, and the big opening night on Friday, which I'll be at, and look forward to seeing it myself. And Brad, I just can't thank you enough for coming in here and making time in your very busy schedule to share this with our audience.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It'll be great, and you'll have to come back every 10 years now.
Okay.
All right. Hopefully, it'll be much more frequently than that when we get you back here to beautiful downtown Rhode Island. We have one more song to listen to. That last one, Springtime for Hitler, was a little lengthy for the program, so we had to chop it up a little bit, but you get the idea. And this next one we'll listen to is called Till Him. Tell us about that.
This is the moment where the true heart of the show reveals itself. It's, you know, up to now it's been, you know, the comedy in the show is very broad. It's very borscht belt, you know, old school burlesque sketch
Mel Brooks.
Absolutely. You know, it's very much a throwback and refreshing in a way. But this is a moment where Max and Leo reflects on how Max really affected his life and brought him out of his manic shell and open doors for him.
I don't want to give too much away, but we get the idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, excellent. Well, thanks once again for coming in. It's great to see you again.
Thank you. My pleasure.
All right. And we'll listen to that and then see the rest of you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Your Honor, when I was in Rio and had everything I'd ever dreamed of, I suddenly realized that this man, no one ever made me feel like someone till him. Life was really nothing but a glum one till him. My existence bordered on the tragic. Always timid, never took a chance. Then I felt his magic, and my heart began to dance. I was always frightened, fraught with worry, till him. I was going nowhere in a hurry, till him. Life, build it to the brim. There could never, ever be another one like him.
Leo, I never realized. You're a good singer.
Thank you, Max. I sang it for you. I sang it because I'm your friend.
You are? Gee, I've had a lot of relationships, but you couldn't call any of them friend. But come to think of it, no one ever, ever really knew me. Till him. Everyone was always out to screw me, till him. Never met a man I ever trusted, always dealt with shysters in the past. Now I'm well adjusted, 'cause I've got a friend at last. Don't help me. Always playing singles, never doubles, till him. Never had a pal to share my troubles, till him.
He filled up my empty life, filled it to the brim. Never ever be another one like him.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.